How to reconnect with young people who've fallen out of school and employment during pandemic. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the Biden administration is looking to close a loophole that puts health insurance out of reach for some families, with full details due today. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that.
Under the Affordable Care Act, family members don't qualify for government subsidies to help pay for health insurance if they have affordable health insurance through an employer. But there's a glitch, which has become known as the family glitch. Right now, the law says employer-based health insurance is affordable for a family, even if that insurance only covers the employee. So family members aren't eligible for a tax credit to cover the cost of premiums. The Biden administration says the family glitch affects about 5 million people. The Treasury Department and IRS are proposing a rule that would eliminate the glitch. The rule still needs to be finalized. If it is, the White House estimates that 200,000 uninsured people would be able to get insurance, and coverage would become more affordable for almost a million more Americans. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Pressure is mounting on the U.S. to intensify economic sanctions against Russia, with evidence of atrocities committed against civilians in Ukraine. Existing financial and technology sanctions are already battering Russia's economy. Ukraine wants countries to cut off imports of Russian natural gas and oil and to block Russian access to international waterways. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
Russia still earns money exporting oil and gas that aren't covered by international sanctions. Also, China and India continue to trade with Russia and provide crucial foreign cash. So the U.S. and its allies are now considering imposing secondary sanctions, says Cornell economist Ishwar Prasad, to target not the Indian and Chinese governments directly, but their companies.
A Chinese company that wants to continue doing business with Russia, it would face some consequences if it wanted to do business with the dollar-dominated financial system, any Western economies.
The strategy was used against Iran and might well be effective against Russia, says Ariel Cohen at International Market Analysis.
Secondary sanctions are a long knife. It takes a long time for them to work. But when they work, they may be absolutely devastating for the Russian economy.
He says the danger is they could provoke President Putin to more extreme action as the economic damage escalates. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Critics yesterday called out Meta's Facebook after the company's software that polices content for a time blocked hashtags related to the killing of civilians by Russian soldiers in Ukraine. The software takes down violent images. Facebook, once alerted, turned the content about the atrocities back on. Human rights activists also want Facebook to hold on to the content for possible use as evidence in war crime investigations, something Meta is looking at. Some rate the economy based on the percentage of people actively looking for work who don't yet have jobs. That's the unemployment rate, now at a low 3.6%. It's only been lower three times in the last 50 years. But that statistic misses people who've vanished, many of them students and the youngest of workers. On this morning's Economic Pulse, let's turn to Kristen Lewis. She's director of Measure of America, a project of the Social Science Research Council in Brooklyn, who's just released the latest data on what are labeled the disconnected. Kristen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
As the pandemic wore on, what have you found with younger people?
So we found that the pandemic pretty much reversed a decade-long trend of a declining youth disconnection rate. So the youth disconnection rate is the share of young people between the ages of 16 and 24 who are neither working nor in school.
So 10 years of efforts reversed in the 2 years of this wretched pandemic.
Exactly. You know, the catastrophic health, educational, and economic impacts of COVID-19 hit the groups already more likely to experience disconnection the hardest, particularly Native American young people and Black young people, as well as young people living in low-income communities.
at a time when employers are looking hither and yon for people to recruit to work, at a time when the labor market is supposedly so tight, you have people who've fallen through the cracks to the point we don't even know who they are.
Yeah. So basically, there were 3.7 million fewer youth employed in July 2020 than in July 2019. And in addition, college enrollment in 2020 dropped to levels not seen in 15 years. And the bulk of that decline took place in two-year community colleges. And those are the most likely to admit low-income and non-white students.
So what are some policy remedies for this? As it looks like infection rates are lower, although there's always a chance of some new variant disrupting that, what are ways to get people reconnected?
The first thing I'd say is something we should be doing all the time, which is directing resources to areas with the highest rates of youth disconnection. But the second thing is it's really important that we don't let young people who fell through the cracks lose their chance at an education entirely. So what needs to happen is that post-secondary educational institutions have to be as creative and flexible as possible with a view to bringing students back, allowing, you know, previously accepted students another chance to start, adjusting entrance requirements to account for two COVID lost years, and really strengthening the bridges from high school to post-secondary education.
Kristen Lewis with the latest data on youth disconnection during pandemic. She's director of Measure of America. That's a project of the Social Science Research Council in Brooklyn. Thank you so much.
It's always great to talk to you.
The Marketplace Economic Pulse, regular checkups from a range of perspectives. I'm David Brancaccio. For APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.